Blog Talk Radio.
93 Sweet FM is Yeah, I'm the Floss Child Boots Rothschild, and I'm in here commentating for my man Sweet Cadillac. 93.3 FM is on. Coming every Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in with your requests. 347-308-8747. And holler at my man, Sweet.
93. Cadillac. Baby.
Yeah. That's kind of smooth right there, ain't it? You're going to hear some of the oldies, man, that you ain't heard in a long time, Jack. Cause Cadillac gon' take it from here to there. And make you get your game on, man. 97, you know that's Blog Talk Radio, baby. Straight old school R&B, smooth rap, jazz. Hosted by my man Tweed Cadillac. So make no mistake, you just tune on in and listen to my man Sweet Cadillac do his thing. Oh, me? Oh, yeah, I'm the commentator, the Floss Child, Mr. Boots Rothschild, the East Coast player.
93 Sweet.
I've been blessed to come on in here and do a few things. Now you sit back and relax. And check out my man, Sweet Cadillac.
93 Sweet FM
on radio.
Thank you, Mr. Boots Rothschild. Philadelphia's fine. I go by the name of Sweet Cadillac. Welcome to the Thursday night flight. I call this After 6 Movement. Tonight's special guest stars will include Legendary Station, the Enchantment.
Yeah.
Heard him from Gloria. Where do we go from here? The shoes that I need.
Just so gracefully. If you're not right,
stay tonight. With
beauty about me. And I couldn't wait to hold you in my heart. Mm-hmm. You danced into the light, and my heart started pounding. Your movement on the floor was beyond.
Thank you.
tonight, y'all. 93.2 FM. Ism. We are for the people, with the people. So tell your people. Call them up, 347-308-8747. Give them that number, tell them to call a player, but don't give them, y'all. 93.2 FM. You're the first night flight. No fluff in this, y'all. 93.2 FM. Special guest stars tonight. Enchantment. I'm going to silly love song. Some of you out there playing silly games with silly women, you're going to be singing a silly love song. You heard it from me. Quick Cadillac, 93.2 FM. Is a touch that knob, it's my day job.
Your eyes so true. Oh.
in between. Remember, nothing will work for you unless you do. My lines are open for comments, dedications, and donations. 347-308-8747. Way tweed, we keep it flashy, classy, and jazzy, baby. Tell a header to tell a play. Like that no more. It's the only session where you're gonna get it.
What up, it's Zorar, Shuttle Gang Rep.
Yeah, and it's Freshy Knox, we the Shuttle Gang. And right now, we out there coolin' with the big homie Tweed Cadillac on 93.2 FM,
Ism. You know how Tweed rock, the party rockin' player. Go check Shuttle Gang out to know more about us at highqualityrecords.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Rara Train to Go.
And follow me, man, Freshy Knox at Freshy Knox.
I'm good, baby.
And don't follow me nowhere. I'm going to lead you astray. But if you want to contact me, hit me up at OG, tweedcadillac.com.
Slipping away, and how can we let it in when this love was so right from the beginning?
Thank you.
Ray Goodman and Brown, formerly known as The Moments. How could love so right, so wrong? Stay true to yourself, even if others aren't true to you. 93.2 FM, 347-308-8747. Gotta stay fly, y'all. Enchantment forevermore. Got another station coming like this, be sure to let me know so I can tune in.
might want to listen to 93.3 FM. Step your game up. You ain't got no game. Listen to 93.3 FM. You might get you some. Enchantment live, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Tweed FM. I've been kind of silly acting all day, man. You guys have to excuse me. It's been a fun-filled day for me. But right about now, I got to get real, like, serious, because I have a legendary enchantment in the building, on the premises, live in your face. Gentlemen,
hey,
how are you tonight?
Good evening. Right, we're doing good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, man. It's been an honor and a pleasure to have you grace this platform. Man, I know everything there is about you guys. I probably know stuff, songs that you guys forgot.
Well, all right.
I've been playing them all night, and I'm going to continue.
All right.
So tell
Sounds
me,
good.
Everybody knows you guys are from Detroit.
Yes, sir.
And believe me, that was a hard city to come up in, being a singing group, considering all the competition you guys had.
Yeah.
But you rose to the top like cream. Can you describe that ride for us?
Well, as you said, the cream always rises to the top. And what happened is that we, you know, we were fortunate and blessed to be in a city like Detroit, because that gave us our inspiration, all of the Motown sound coming up. We listened to all of that, and not only the Motown sound, but Chicago sound, like Curtis Mayfield and Impressions, and you know, you could just about name any of the groups that were out back then, and we took a little bit from everybody, but it was an inspiration, and we started off just playing around with it, but God blessed us, and eventually we decided to take it serious, and we caught a break, and the rest is history.
Wow, that's beautiful. You know, a lot of groups I've interviewed told me that they used to have competitions with other bands who had the flyest suits, who had the best steps. You know, who did you guys really consider to be your competition? Because you were immaculately dressed. You had the harmonies down pat. I mean, nobody could step to you. Who did you kind of didn't want to come on after?
Mick, you can go on and answer that.
Who do we want to not come on after?
Yeah.
Well,
who are
it was
you afraid
several
of?
Well, we weren't afraid of anybody. We just wanted to do our show and practice our craft. So everybody had steps and routines, okay? But some of the acts that were coming up with us were the Dramatics and the Floaters here in Detroit, that is, okay? If we're talking about the Motown.
Okay.
And we had a chance to watch all of those groups. You know, we grew up watching people like the Temptations. And when you watch the Temptations, I mean, my God, they kind of set the, you know, they kind of set the map for everybody else to step up to, you know. But we didn't want to be like the Temptations. We definitely wanted to do our own thing because we didn't, you know, we didn't have a sound like the Temptations, but we had an enchantment sound. And but watching groups like that, the Temptations and, of course, the Four Tops and all of those groups from Motown and Dramatics and, you know, different people like that, Impressions, we learned to make this a serious thing, and, you know, it turned out good for us. We were never really afraid of nobody. We enjoyed the competition because we felt like we had something to offer to give back to them, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, we all respected each other for what we did.
Indeed you do. Plus, you have such a vast body of work. It's like, man, song for song, you can stand up with anybody, I mean, to this day. You know,
well, that's
speaking
what we
of that,
to do.
How many total albums you guys have?
Well, total albums, really, we only did a few. We only did like 6 total albums, but we had so many songs that were played from those albums and became singles and then re-recorded as well by other artists that are out today. So we were very blessed to have done that. But, you know, we got a lot of favorites out there that we do all around the country every time we make a personal appearance. And so it adds to your longevity and it helps you to understand that the people love good soul song music. You know, they love good music and it'll never go away.
Exactly. You guys had so many big hits. What was the biggest crowd and, you know, what was your most monumental show that you guys played?
Well, we had a chance to do an opportunity to do Carnegie Hall in New York. We thought that was quite an honor because there are very few R&B groups that have a chance to even go there. In fact, we were one of the first R&B groups to actually do a live concert at Carnegie Hall in New York, the great Carnegie Hall, and we've done other places. Fellas, what are some of the other places that we've done that have been really, really nice?
There was the Forum in L.A.
Right.
Several years back, and there was the Capitol Center in D.C., not to mention the outside venues in Atlanta and North Carolina.
We did a lot of the jazz festivals, which every time they would always have at least 100,000 people at those. And so we did the Cincinnati Jazz Festival quite a few times. There was a cool jazz festival in Kansas City and several others, Long Beach Arena in California back then, and a lot of places we've done. And, you know, we've had a chance to meet many people and have been blessed to have success and sell a lot of records all over the world.
I was at that Long Beach Arena concert. I remember that vividly. I was a youngster, but I was there. I remember that with my auntie. I remember that show. Wow,
yeah.
That's deep. Wow.
Well, oh, yeah.
Okay, now we got to get to the serious questions. If you got to tap out, let me know. Let me know. Now, we always want to know, how did the record company treat you guys back then? We've heard these horror stories, and we want to know, were you guys able to feed your families with the success that you had?
Well, let's put it like this. They didn't do what we felt they should have done, but thanks to the will of the people and to the support of all of our fans, we stayed alive out there in terms of really good shows. We didn't get compensation for all of the great record sales that we had. We had a battle in doing that, you know, with lawyers and things like that, because I don't know, there was something about the 70s during that time, and I guess it's still going on, but you know, with attorneys and stuff like that, when you make your record deal, you just want to get out there because you love the music and you love show business. And
right.
So we got out there and we did our thing. We had the talent. We supplied the talent and stuff like that. But there were other people in the background that didn't necessarily have that interest at heart. So we had a lot of legal fights trying to get back what belongs to us and stuff like that. But, you know, we counted all good because God blessed us to be sustained through all of that stuff. And we were blessed, and we were blessed to be able to create some good music that lives on and on and on. So we are still alive and well today, and so that's the great part of it.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. So how much control did you guys really have over the music back then? Were you able to pick the singles, produce the music?
No, we didn't have. We had very little control. Myself, EJ, this is EJ speaking now. I was fortunate enough to be one of the writers of 90% of our music. So that gave me an opportunity to have a little influence over what we did. Plus, I was a vocal arranger with all of the stuff. So we did it creatively because, you know, we supplied the songs, the melodies, and things like that. So all the record company had to do basically was to promote the right song, and we were in business, you know. But they didn't try to give us a foothold on any of the great things like the production, even though I was very closely associated with Michael Stokes, who was our producer, a very gifted young man, as
I'm familiar
say
with
as well.
I'm
yeah,
familiar
and
with
so,
Mr. Stokes.
Yeah. Being in that camp with Michael Stokes, he taught me a lot about music production. I already had experience in vocal arrangements and stuff like that. I arranged all of our vocals and stuff like that and all the melodies. But he taught me how to mix the music track in with all of that. And so it was a marriage made in heaven for a little while, you know, and we had great success with it. So we're happy about that, you know, but they weren't trying to give us too much creative control.
I can dig it.
Right.
Well, you guys should have a street named after you in Detroit because you're legendary. I'm sure that
right.
the fans appreciate your body of work as much as I do. And actually, we're going to get into one of your all-time favorites. I got to play this song. It has sentimental value to me as well as millions of other people. So just hold on 1 second, and we're going to come right back live with you.
Thank
you guys
you.
Are
okay.
93.3 okay. FM ism, and we're going to go in the sunshine. Enchantment, ladies and gentlemen. Sweet FM is live with Enchantment, ladies and gentlemen.
All
you
right,
guys,
sir.
Man, hitting those notes, boy.
Yeah, you took us back with that one. You took
man,
us back
I
with
was
that
fortunate
one.
Enough to watch a episode of you guys live on Soul Train the other night.
You had on
the white tuxedos with the tails, man.
Yes,
y'all
sir,
was
yes.
killing them.
Going way back.
Man, you
yeah,
man.
That was back in the day.
Yes,
yeah,
sir, man.
That was one of our first there, that Sunshine. That was actually a prelude to that Gloria girl that messed my mind up. You know, I wrote that
exactly.
to DJ. I wrote that song about a girl that I was kind of messed up over, and that was the second division of that Gloria story when I ran back into the lady a few months later, you know, and we kind of kicked it a little bit, and we kind of exchanged stories, and I kind of let her know where I was at the time, and it wasn't all good right there, you know.
I bet she felt you, though. She definitely
sometimes out of
you.
Tragedy can come a blessing, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Right. Yeah, so we had to put it on record, and thankfully the audience knew what I was talking about.
So what's the coolest thing that a fan ever told you guys? Something real memorable that really, you know, can stick out. I know you guys had millions of fans, but just what did one fan say to you guys that really touched you?
Well, we've had several fans come up to us and tell us that they've named their kids, you know, after us, and they've you know, a lot of people have come up and told us that you know, their mother was named Gloria, and you know, she passed away and they missed her and stuff like that. So it's a compliment to the music that you make that you can touch somebody's heart, you know.
Yeah, right.
And so we're always glad that people can relate to our songs. So many people have told us they've conceived babies on our songs. Of course, you know, we had that love making music, of course, you know.
Right.
So that's always a great compliment when we know that we affect people in that kind
of
way.
Of course, to be we were an inspiration to them in a sense.
Yeah.
Indeed, you were.
Yeah.
Actually, you were an inspiration to me as well, because I remember when before cassette tapes, where we had the albums and you know the ones that my mama told you that you couldn't play with, and she give us
that's
the 45s,
right.
and
yeah.
we wanted to hear what was on the albums. You know what I mean?
we wanted
I remember
hear.
Those days, and we pick up those Enchantment Records and play that, and it was like, wow, man, gave me the game that I have today.
Yes, sir.
Believe
yes,
me.
Sir.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it's about. You know, we grew up in an era when they talked about love and how you approached your lady and you tried to talk with her and talk about some love and stuff like that. And so, you know, listening to great songs and stuff like that, that helped you kind of get your game on and, you know, make your move. So that's what it was about.
So what do you want to share about the group that the fans might not know?
Go ahead.
Okay, Tweet, this is David speaking. Yeah, this is David speaking
Dave.
Right now.
Mr. Banks, how
what's
you doing,
going
sir?
On? Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just listening and getting ready to share some things. But as of today, next week, Enchantment will be inducted into the R&B Hall of Fame, which
get
is
out
going
of
to
here.
Be
that's
up
great.
Here in Detroit. Yeah,
that's
yes,
great.
Thank you.
That's
a great
big.
Honor. They're gonna,
that is big.
Yes, and they're going to build the museum right here in Detroit next year. But the inductees are going in like next week. Temptations, James Brown, you know, quite a few artists, and then us and the Dramatics, you know. So this is what's going on with us now as
wow,
we speak.
Wow, that is lovely.
And, yes.
And we also
and then
well
as,
deserved.
I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, it's a great honor. Yes, it is. And then also this weekend coming, which is a couple of days from now, we're performing in Detroit at the R&B, the Rib and Soul Festival, which is a big festival here in Detroit. Enchantment, the Mary Jane Girls, a couple of the artists. Tom Brown was here last week, and a few other artists. So it's a pretty big festival, and Detroit is excited about it, you know.
And we
that's what we're doing.
For people that don't know also, Enchantment in the wake of our involvement with the different wars and stuff like that, we went into the studio and we put together a version of God Bless America. And for those of you that don't know, we want to let each and every one of our fans know that we have a version of God Bless America, and also the Star Spangled Banner that Enchantment has out, and all of the proceeds are going to the United Way to help the men and women that are overseas that are protecting us. And we want our fans to support that situation. You can find out more about that by coming to Enchantment's page on Facebook, also ejjohnson.com, and you can find out about all those things that are happening. But all of these proceeds are going to be donated to the United Way to help fund some of the service people and their families that are over there overseas that are supporting us right now. So we appreciate that, and we want everybody to know about that.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
It's great to give back to the community, because the community all across the nation really needs help, and it really needs some to stand up and be there for them. So I do commend you guys on those efforts. Also, do you have any other events or concerts that the fans might want to know about in the near future?
Well, we're getting ready to go into the studio this fall and put out some new products. Our people, so we want people to look out for that. Just listen out for it, and it'll either be out around the end of the year or the first of next year. But Enchantment is coming out with some new products, and we want all of our fans to know that you know, we ain't forgot about them, and we are still alive and well. So it's going to be more of the same, and then bigger and better than that.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful for me as well, personally, because I'm sure you guys will be back to talk about all of that.
Yes.
So it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, as they say.
Absolutely.
Right.
So what else is
we
in
also
the future for Enchantment?
Pardon me?
Well, what else is in the future for us? We also been touring with the OJs, and After Seven, the Whispers also. So that's what we've been doing, you know, just gathering dates and doing what we do and preparing for this new project that we have out, getting ready to put out.
Well, we're very proud of you guys for your efforts. I'm glad you guys didn't have to pull guns on each other. You didn't have to split up and have three different Enchantments running around the country. So it's a beautiful thing, man, that you guys still remain friends, co-workers, brethren, after all these years. That's the beautiful part of it all.
Well, we appreciate that, and we appreciate you and all your support and all of our fans out there, and we want them to know that we love them, and we appreciate everything you all do for us, and we're just looking forward to seeing everybody again and bringing out some bigger and better music in the very near future.
That's all we ask of you. Continue to do that. Everything will be all right, because, man, your voices are phenomenal. They should be heard. You know, it's like no better time than now. You're still relevant.
Right.
So don't never let anybody tell you that you guys aren't the what's going on and you're dated. Don't listen to none of that, because there's millions of people that still respect and need your type of music in this industry.
Thank you so much.
Right.
We appreciate that. And, you know, we have... you know, we have been very blessed to put out music that people want to hear over and over again. Right now, we have music out. Rick Ross has our Silly Love song out. Also, we have been redone by people like MC Hammer, Terry Ellis of En Vogue fame, quite a few of the artists that are out now. There's a young man, Anthony David and Algebra. They have our Forevermore out.
Yeah, I listened to that yesterday and saw the video.
Yeah, and so we have quite a few of our songs have been redone and re-recorded by the current artists that are out today. So that just, you know, that's just a confirmation that we're putting together good music, and we appreciate that. So we're going to keep on doing that.
Right.
So are you
right.
willing to work with... say, for example, an unknown artist, a hip-hop guy came at you. Would you guys be willing to work with them?
Nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with that at all. We love new talent. And, you know, we like to give back what God has blessed us with all this time in music. And we've been together now for about 45 years as a group. And so God has been good to us, and we, you know, want to do nothing short of passing the torch and continuing to give back, because we definitely had something to offer, and God blessed us with great talent. And, you know, we love to see somebody come up and grab it and run with it. Absolutely, no doubt about it.
Yes.
Well, I know a lot of guys in the hip-hop industry that would love to have you guys maybe sit down and, you know, do a hook for them. And, you know, man, that would be great. So give my listeners another way that they can contact you again for those who are just tuning in.
All right. We have a website, www.ejjohnson.com. As well as if they want any kind of enchantment merchandise, we have T-shirts, keychains, CDs, things like that, pictures available. They can just check our websites, but also we have Facebook pages as well. So it's out there. Any way you want to check us out, we're out there and we're available to you. And just, you know, hook us up, and we will be more than happy to get with you and do anything you need to do.
Yeah, wow, man, that's a beautiful thing right there. And I think I'm going to order me a enchantment T-shirt tonight.
Sounds good.
I got you.
Okay.
Speaking of enchantment, I got to play you one of my favorites right now. I'm sure you guys probably forgot about this, but I haven't. Stay tuned, y'all. 93.3 FM is the only station playing enchantment with the Temptations. Yes. This is mine right here, man.
And it's you and me who need
and me, ladies and gentlemen. Me and you, us and Enchantment Lodge.
You and me. Right,
man, that's
right.
A beautiful song, man. That really beautiful song.
What was the inspiration
behind that? You know, did you write that on a napkin inside a Denny's restaurant in 1972?
Well, absolutely. That was another relationship that I was involved in, and you know, I try to keep it close. You know what I'm saying? And so you always got to throw another log on that fire. You always got to keep doing that. So the more you do that, the closer you get to your lady. And so that's what it's all about. It's all about life and love. And that's the way we do it.
Right.
So what do you guys do in your spare time? You golf, ping pong, billiards, you know. How does Enchantment chill?
Go ahead, man.
Well, we do different things sometimes. Some things we do together, go to concerts, do networking, such as, like Dave mentioned, the R&B, the Ribbon Soul Fest that's coming up, which is Showtime. And they also have a function downtown in some of the restaurants and the nightclubs that we go to. And we network there most of the time.
We also like sports. We like ball games. We like to. I'm a great bowler, and so I like to do that on the side whenever I just want to chill and just relaxation. Because after we get through with a lot of working and shows and things like that, it's nice to just be able to chill with the ones that you love and have some fun.
Exactly. I actually was on YouTube last night and I watched a live concert. You guys were singing Forevermore. And
okay.
Boy, it takes a lot out of you to do that night after night after night, man. And especially suited and booted as sharp as you guys were, but man, you held it, man. You really did your thing. And
well, thank you. We appreciate
it. As if
that.
You guys really enjoyed every minute of it. That's the beautiful thing. When I got out of that concert, it was like, you guys were having fun. If it would have been three people in the audience, you guys still would have had fun.
Well,
that's
absolutely.
What we like about it.
Yeah, music is our first love, and so we got hooked on it very early in life, and that's a beautiful thing to know what you want to do very early in your life. You know, that kept us from, you know, being like a lot of our friends, you know, ended up in jail or worse and things like that while they were out there, you know, hitting the streets and doing crazy stuff. We were in some basement rehearsing, trying to get our stuff together. So, you know, that's a beautiful thing when you have something that can be a good distraction for you, that can keep you motivated and change your life, actually, because that's what music did for us. It changed our life, and so that's a beautiful thing.
Mine too, as well. I can repeat that 100 times for you guys. You're absolutely right. If it wasn't for music, I grew up in South Central Los Angeles, and I'm sure guys from the East Coast listening to me, you guys have your stories. Us on the West Coast, we have our stories.
Right.
It's a complete struggle to really find your own identity in the world, figure out who you are, what you want to be, pursue it, and then watch it come true. That's a great feeling.
Right. Well, we just want to say, speaking of videos, that most of those videos that are out there on Enchantment right now are not our best videos, and some of them have been released without our permission. So we want to let our fans know that the real Enchantment has some great new videos coming out, and you can look for them, and you'll know that it's the real thing, because some of those videos out there are less than what we consider special. We always want to give the best to our public, so we want to let people know, in case they see anything that looks a little strange out there, that it's not always sanctioned by the group, and we're doing our best to have some of those removed. But we have some videos coming out of all of our things. We're going to have a live concert coming out there, and we want everybody to be looking out for it.
Well, you know what they say. If nobody bootlegs you, you ain't hot. So that's still an honor in itself. It might not put you in your best light for whatever reason that might have been.
Right.
But if you guys was whack, as they say in the hip-hop world, but nobody bootleg you. So
that's true.
We got to take the good out the bad.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we want everybody to know. We just want to, let the public know that we're coming with something bigger and better.
So how do you view the music industry of today?
It's changed somewhat. Because back in the day, you had record companies that actually tried to prepare the artist for getting out there in terms of, like Motown had a big thing to where they had Charlie Atkins for the choreography, and they had different people to teach the ladies proper etiquette and things like that. And we had a young man, Dick Scott, who was the manager of the Supremes back in the day and eventually ended up being the manager of the New Kids on the Block. He prepared us back in 1969 and 70, showed us our stage presentation and things like that, and gave us some great experience that we would never otherwise have seen, and that helped prepare us. So the thing that we're missing today in the world of music is that there's nobody trying to teach these kids, how to stay around a long time. It's just like the flavor of the month. And so we want it to be a little bit more than just the flavor of the month. We want it to be music that's everlasting, just like ours is, has longevity to it, and means something to people. And 30 or 40 years later, you can still hear that great music. That's the difference. So if they need to work on anything, that's what it is. Work on good quality music. And try to get better with each song that you bring out, and that'll make a world of difference.
Exactly, because no one has never forgotten you. I was a teenager when I was listening to you, and now I'm interviewing you, so you guys are timeless.
Great.
In that sense, for real.
Great.
Speaking of timeless music, I got to play one more real quick because it's bothering me. I'm looking at it. I've been looking at it for the last 5 minutes. I got to go into this one right here, man.
Get
Stay tuned. 93.3 FM is an enchantment, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you bet.
To the place, no other cure.
Enchantment, ladies and gentlemen. The sensational stylings of Enchantment. It really don't get no better than that. And you heard it first here on 93.3 Tweed FM.
Yes,
gentlemen,
sir.
Once again,
yes,
I want to thank you for taking the time out to come talk to us.
Thank
we
you.
We really appreciate your contribution to the music industry as a whole. We wish you continued success. And we want to ask
you,
last and foremost, when you're on the road, we ask all the artists this question, so don't wig out now, fellas. When you're on the road, is it Popeye's chicken or is it Church's chicken?
It might be White Castle.
It's KFC and White Castle, then.
KFC,
right,
okay.
this the Midwest here. It's White Castle town here.
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
Okay. See, we've never heard of White Castle chicken. We've
okay.
only heard of Popeye's and Church's.
Really?
KFC.
Yeah.
Well, I can appreciate Popeye's.
Oh, yeah, I love Popeye's.
Yeah, well, White Castle's
got
a little sliders that you get.
That's
I'm sure
right.
y'all got some joint out there that give you those little slider hamburgers, those hamburger and cheeseburgers and stuff.
Oh,
right,
yeah. Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's how we
uh-huh.
do it. But we want to let all of our fans know that we certainly appreciate everything they have done to support Enchantment down through the years. And we want them to know that we absolutely love them. And, you know, we got some bigger and better things coming for them. We'd like to express our condolences to our good friend, the Dells. Marvin Jr. was one of our greatest influences. And his passing
also,
recently. Really, hold on. His passing really had an effect on us, and we certainly appreciate all that the Dells and all of our good friends have done for us. We work with them many times over the years, and we want to give our greatest condolences and let the family know that our prayers and thoughts are with them at this time.
Yes.
I will repeat
and
that information on all my upcoming shows as well, because the Dells kind of influenced me as well. You know, all you guys, man, that really did good quality music, touched my life too. And
yes.
I was aware of that. And also the passing of George Duke yesterday.
Yes.
Right, right.
Donald
right,
Byrd.
Right.
I mean,
yes.
we've lost
yes.
a lot of the
yes.
greats.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. It's,
Bobby
it's not
Smith
too...
from the Spinners.
Yes.
Damon
yes.
Harris,
yep.
Temptations.
Yep.
So
yep.
I understand how
yep.
you guys
yep.
feel, considering that, you know, you were really close to him.
Absolutely.
And I will pass
yep.
that information
right.
on to all my listeners and all my upcoming shows as well.
Thank you so much. You know, and
yes,
there are a lot of us. There are not many of us left, and so we are representing, and you know, letting our fans know that we're still here. We're blessed to be alive and well to be able to do this good music for you, and we're going to continue all the days of our lives. Thank you so much.
Well, on behalf of Enchantment and 93.3, I really want to
yes.
thank you guys for coming, Mr. Banks.
Mm-hmm.
If you're still there,
yes,
I want
sir.
To thank you as well. Stay close,
here.
And I would love to have you guys back on in the future. You have the key to 93.3. You are more than welcome to come back anytime you want. Just give me a call. I got your back, your front, and your side.
Thank you, brother.
Okay.
We certainly appreciate it. We appreciate all that you do for us, and God bless you and all of our fans out there, and we will be talking with you very soon.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, you don't have
and
to leave, because I'm going to play some more music. If you guys want to hang out, you're more than welcome to hang out. If not, I got to get into this other Enchantment song that's been on my mind.
Okay.
And while I'm here, I got to do this. Holler at me, y'all. 93.3 FM ism, baby.
Been sitting here for
oldies, R&B, and all in between. Where do we go from here? Right, cheer. What? 93.3. Moments, ladies and gentlemen, they're known as Ray Goodman and Brad. Right here, 93.3. If you don't love you, I love you. And I'll erase away all your pain, baby. Remember, what you do today can dictate tomorrow. away from them suckers, baby. I'll erase away all your pain. 93.3 Tweet FM. Just tell me your name. Everything gonna be up.
I wanna know your name. If I could.
Saturday afternoon, perhaps we're going to town, have a little bite to eat, and then maybe go and take in a little movie. And afterwards, I'll just drop you at the doorstep, give you a little kiss. Oh, I just, so many things that we could do if you tell me your name. I'm not even married. Are you married? Girl, you gotta tell me your name. Just wait a minute, don't leave out the door.
Your name.
Don't leave me, let's just tell me.
93.3 FM, you're on a Thursday night flight, y'all. Call us the After Six Cruise Mix. That last song was by Lonnie Liston Smith and the Cosmic Echoes. I'm playing with y'all. I always wanted to say that. Listen to Easy's Move for Love, Kevin Slow Jam and James, Eddie Love back on West Coast Radio back in the day. Sounded so fly. Now here I am, y'all. 93.3 FM. The only station playing lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. Hurry up this way. Tell a hater to tell a player. Yes, yes, y'all. coming through. You're on 93.2 FM. Ism. Lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between, baby. Please tell a hater to tell a player, because you can't stop a high-speed soul train. It's rolling over here. Say what you want, just spell my name right. 93.2 FM. You're on a Thursday night flight. Our special guest stars tonight was on Chess. Next week, actually this coming Sunday, will be the Mighty Manhattan, followed up by Peebo Bryson, August 15th, the Delphonics, August 22nd, followed up by Marshall Jones from the Hall Players. And if I keep going, it just look like I'm bragging. 93.3 FM. Is a baby. Only station playing funkadelic with the Temptations. You find another station coming like this, let me know so I can tune in. Suckers, don't be stealing my line. Don't touch that knob, y'all. This is my day job. I gotta have your love. 93.3 FM. Ism. Callers, you're live. 93.3 FM. Who are you and where you calling from?
South Central Los Angeles,
this is
your boy Demi calling, checking in, sweet. How you doing, homie?
Everything is everything, man. I had one of your favorite groups on tonight, man. Enchantment, man. They got down with the Get Down.
Yeah, all right. I hate I missed you. I caught the tail end of it, so I had to let you know that I was thinking about it tonight, man. So next week, I promise I'm going to tune in on time to catch the next one. I promise, okay?
Man, I believe in you wholeheartedly, sir. This coming Sunday will be the Manhattans, followed by Peebo Bryson next Thursday, followed by the Delphonics, followed by Marshall Jones from the Ohio Players. And I can't say too much more because it's going to look like I'm bragging. I appreciate you calling in, though, Mr. Denard. How was your day today?
Oh, man, you know, I work downtown on Skid Row, so, you know, they will provide some services to some needy homeless people, and, you know, we'll get to bed and do it again tomorrow. It's still Friday, so, you know, I'll be at the Long Beach Jazz Festival tomorrow night.
That's a beautiful thing, man. We appreciate your continued work for the community. Somebody has to take care of the people, the homeless, the needy, the desperate, and I'm glad that there's people like you out there in the community that can make that happen, man. On behalf of 93.3 FM, we want to salute you, champion.
All right, thank you, homie. Peace out. Catch you next
week. Peace out. Tell a hater to tell a player you're tuned in to the only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations. Carly, you're live on 93.3 FM. Yes, sir. Hello. Okay, you're not there. But I'm still here. Pumping nothing but the P-Funk, y'all. 93.3 FM.
It's the one and only Sham Rocket. L.I.G.'s up, lyrically intensified gang. And right now I got you tuned into 93.3 on your FM ism. The only station playing the Funkadelic with the Temptations. You dig? 93.3, baby, that's the ism. OG from the West Coast, I'm riding with him. Penthouse player, P-Gang spitter, straight ball evangelist, home of the scandalous. I'll be right back in a minute, let me handle this. Radio drop, Sham Rockets with the business. Working, focused, new West Coasting. Back it on up, drop it low, go ahead and work that. You hard booty, cause you's a cutie, and it's you I'm choosing. Keep it G, steady moving. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep them going under. In fact, I'm on top, and no, it won't stop. When heat is that beat, knock me, fall off, I think not. It's on at 9 o'clock, I'm posting up at the spot with a folio. Listening to blogtalkradio.com, in the ears, you know what the really is. 93.3 Cadillac, baby.
93.3, we know your FM is
on. Cadillac, baby.
93.3, we know your FM is on.
Cadillac, baby.
93.3.
What up, it's Ra-Ra, Shuttle Gang Rap.
Yeah, and it's Fresh Knox, we the Shuttle Gang. And right now, we up in here coolin' with the big homie Tweed Cadillac on 93.2 FM, Ism.
You know how Tweed rocks, the party rockin' player. Go check Shuttle Gang out to know more about us at highqualityrecords.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Ra-Ra Train to Go.
And follow me, man, Fresh Knox at Fresh Knox.
On Twitter,
93.2 FM is. Yeah. For me, I'm Sneak Rothstein, CEO of the world famous Trodeous. Trodeous.com. 93.2 FM.
I see y'all.
Keep it locked. 93.2 FM. Anthem. The only station playing Funkadelic to the Temptations. Low rider oldies and all in between. 347-308-8747 is the number to dial. Once again, that's 347-308-8747. Make sure y'all tune in, y'all. Every Thursday, keep it locked. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. blogtalkradio.com/indie is lowrider oldies and all in between. Yeah. True. 93.3 FM. It's on. Yeah. So smooth. 347-308-8747 is the number to dial. Go ahead and make that call. Once again, that's 347-308-8747.
You heard it first. Sneak Rothstein. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, y'all. 93.3 FM. Don't touch that knob. This is my day job. Honor the player, but don't yell. 347-308-8747. Want to thank Ed Chandler for stopping through. Y'all come back Sunday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time. The Manhattan Live. Right now, this is One Way, y'all. Don't get no smoother than this. There ain't no skinny jean village people around her. Two thumbs, three fingers, and a nine. The day I stop trying is the day I start dying. Can't stop a high-speed soul train. 93.3 FM. Tell a hater to tell a player. Song goes out to Flim Flam. You know the big homie. Absolutely live. Good evening, sir. Man, everything is everything, man. Willing and Dylan trying to keep from stealing. You tuned in to 93.3 Tweed.
That's right, sir. That's right. I just wanted to make a request, Tweed.
Yes, sir.
This your boy Dre, you know what I'm saying, from L.A. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I need to hear
beautiful.
That you by One Way.
You need to hear what again?
It's you.
If you. Okay, well, I'll make sure I have that Sunday night when the Manhattans come through. I don't have that right about this time. But I do have, speaking of One Way, I got Guess You Didn't Know. Is you up
okay,
on that
okay.
one?
Okay, well, you can throw that on there, too.
I can do that Sunday. I only have another 4 minutes left. You tuned in kind of late. You missed the mighty sensational stylings of enchantment tonight.
All
they
right,
sing Gloria.
You know,
it's you that I need. Oh, man, it was a beautiful show, man. But I'm glad, man, being late, as long as you ain't never, it's all good, man. I do appreciate your support. It's going down. I got the Manhattans coming up on Sunday, followed by Peebo Bryson on the 15th, next Thursday, followed by the Delphonics, followed by Marshall Jones from the Ohio Players. So stay
okay,
tuned.
Just keep it cracking like a bag of knuckles, my nigga.
Exactly, man. You know, I'm just willing and dealing, trying to keep from stealing.
That's right.
An oldie
man,
station
man,
with
man,
low rider oldies, R&B, and all in between. Make sure you tell
yes,
a hater
sir.
To tell a player.
Yes, sir.
Dig that, man. Peace out, man. You guys have a blessed evening tonight. I want to thank all my listeners from all across the country for calling in. Tonight has been a great show. I'm about to go crack me a beverage, sit by the pool, contemplate next week's show, man. It's going down, y'all. 93.2 FM is a baby.
Tweet is a baby.
Aha. And you know this, man.
Mm-hmm.